I have with me Ted and Thad Williams. I first met the Williamses in 1988. The story of Texas dinosaurs wouldn't be complete without getting a couple discoverers in the picture, and talk about the thrill and the discovery of finding just a dinosaur, and not just any dinosaur, but a new species of dinosaur. And we'll get to the naming of dinosaurs after this. So Ted and Thad, tell us about the Doss Ranch Tenontosaurus.
Okay, we just lease this Doss Ranch for cattle and hunting rides, and we like to go look for fossils. I'm a science teacher, and Thad was just looking for fossils in this creek. And I want to just show, we usually just find fossils like this oyster shell and snail shells and clams, and that's what we were looking for so I could use teaching. And we looked in the, walking down this creek bed, and we just found a pile of unusual rocks. They were kind of bone-shaped. And if you look at your first picture on your monitor, that's what they look like in the creek bed. You can see that we took a few home, and that's what the next two pictures are. When I was looking in the creek bed, Thad, why don't you tell them what you did once we found this pile of rocks?
All right, my dad was stopped and looking at these rocks, and I decided just to go ahead and explore them by myself. So I went through this brush and some bushes, and I came up on the curve in the creek. And there was this, I sat on the edge, mm-hmm. and there was this brown, dark brown oval shape sticking out of the side of the bank. And I thought that was funny because all the other rocks were white color. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at it, and I was brushing it off a little bit, and I saw what was this row of teeth, mm-hmm. dark brown teeth.
I remember very well seeing that.
And just the first thing that popped in my head, oh man, I wish this could be a dinosaur. And I called my dad over, and it's...
Yeah, I confirmed it was a skull. I thought it was probably an ancient horse. It's about the size of a horse. The horse's head and the teeth were the same shape. I didn't think they were dinosaurs. It took us 2 or 3 days to go to the landowner just to see what should we may do here. He said we ought to call a museum. We call the Fort Worth Science and History Museum. Talk to Jim. This is the landowner. And then Jim, why don't you tell him what conversation
was? I was politely skeptical because I get 3 or 4 calls a week about supposed dinosaur bones. But the more I talked to you, the more it sounded like you really might have something. A lot of what we find are concretions, and I see you brought a concretion in.
This right here, I use this a lot in talks to my kids at school. This looks like, probably to some of y'all out there, a dinosaur tooth, maybe a foot, but this is a concretion. This is just an unusual looking rock. So that's what, you know, most of you are finding.
But tell us a little bit about the excavation. Okay. You all participated in the whole thing.
Yeah, the museum was, and SMU were so kind to let us, my whole family, join in on excavation. And if you look on the next, as you scroll down, you'll see Thad's foot there on a part of the dinosaur's foot. You'll see Thad helping to bag and number some of the bones. Scrolling down even further, Thad's helping to dig out. So we have to excavate in about a 2-week period the whole time.
A little nerve-wracking because big thunderstorms were building every afternoon, and we thought the whole thing was going to get swept away.
Yes, and of course this is how a lot of the excavation takes place, is these thunderstorms, but this was a dry creek bed at the time, being in August. So, and if you look at this next picture here, that is exactly how we excavated one of the feet of the Tenontosaurus. And if you'll scroll down one more, that's after it's already been cleaned up and how it's on display at the museum. You can see how it's encrusted, and that encrusted material has to be taken off of it. The next picture is a news conference at the museum. Here's Thad, 7 years old at the time, and this is a Karen Carr recreation of what our dinosaur looked like. And Karen's going to be on a little later to show you some more of her reconstructions.
Now you've been going back to the Doss site every so often, every time it rains, I'll bet. I understand that recently you went back and found some more stuff.
Yes, just as recently as Saturday, 4 days ago, went to the creek, and a lot of these have washed on down the creek bed. So that's mainly where we have to look. And this bone right here was found just Saturday. So some of y'all are seeing this. Only a few people have seen this for 100 million years. And this is a vertebrae of the Tenontosaurus, one of the ones that we found.
You know, we've noticed that every excavation is kind of unique in its own way. We were quite lucky at Doss Ranch because we didn't do much digging, did we?
We didn't have to, and after every rain, something else is washing up like that. So it was, and we just, Thad, why don't you just tell them about your experiences with the museum, and since you were just a 7-year-old.
It was great.